How do you deal with a difficult boss?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
One expert says, difficult bosses are usually one of four types. Controllers insist that people do things their way. Analyzers like plenty of data, but they can't make decisions. Promoters make quick decisions, but seldom follow up. And supporters care for workers, but people take advantage of them. This expert says, in dealing with bosses, confirm your facts, document your agreement, and in a dispute, offer ideas, but let the boss decide. Nebuchadnezzar was a terrible boss. When he had a dream, he called in his subordinates and said to them, tell me my dream and what it means. If you can't do it, you'll be torn limb from limb, and your houses will be turned into heaps of rubble. But if you tell me what I dreamed and what it means, I will give you many gifts and honors. Since Daniel was one of the king's advisors, he stood to lose his life along with the others. But he acted with wisdom. He asked the king to give him time. He went home and with his friends asked God to give him wisdom to meet the king's demand. As a result, Daniel dreamed the king's dream and gave him the interpretation. That dream and Daniel's analysis of it revealed God's plans for his people and for his eternal kingdom. No one likes to deal with a difficult boss, but having to cope with one as Daniel did may be a blessing in disguise. It may be preparation for God's higher purpose.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.